Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe. My name is Kathy Anello, author of the book 6 Months to Live, Making Each Day Matter, and host of the podcast, Making Each Day Matter on iTunes. Together this morning with my co-host is Carrie Butlett, who owns the Emergency Cafe, an emergency preparedness consulting firm in Los Angeles. Carrie also teaches forgiveness with the teachings of Ho'oponopono. And this morning, we are so excited to welcome back Cynthia Long, Angel Intuitive. Cynthia is here today to discuss our archangels, their energies, and just how to call on our angels for any situation for assistance. And I wrote this and I know this. I need this info, so I'm super excited. If you have a question and you'd like to call in and talk live to Cynthia this morning, the number to call in is 646-787-1842, and we would love to hear from you. So good morning, ladies. Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Cynthia. Welcome back to the Best Life Cafe.
Good morning.
So I'm so excited for this show today because Cynthia and I were talking off air a while ago, and everybody knows I'm in love with you. Like, I have such a girl crush. And I figured out who you remind me of. Okay, do you want to know who you remind me of? It's that show.
Yeah.
Shoot. There's a show with, I can't even think of the name of the show now, but there's this actress. I'll figure it out.
Is it Katie Nixon?
What's the name of the show she's on?
Something Housewife, Modern Housewife,
yes,
or...
Yes, that's it. Oh, my God. Okay, so for everybody out there that watches that show, Cynthia looks exactly like her. And your energy is the same. Like,
I act
I'm
like
telling
her,
you.
Too. As a mom, I act like her as well.
Yeah, no. Like,
I
want to
watch
I'm
that
like,
show.
Oh,
oh my gosh,
because
that show
now
hilarious.
You'll see. It's so
I've
funny.
I've never heard of Modern Housewives. I want to. That sounds like something I'd like to
modern
watch.
I don't know.
I don't think
it's Modern Housewives.
It's something Housewife. Dang it. I watched the show. It comes on. It'll be on, I think, tonight on ABC. It's funny. Yeah. She's
okay.
A sassy mom. She's a little bit on the fluffy side, and she lives in.
I know who I know
very,
exactly. I know
yeah,
exactly.
She lives in an upscale neighborhood in Connecticut. And. She's not upscale.
I love
the best.
Her. I love
it's so
her.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're
so
funny.
Okay, we digress.
Yep, I get a lot. Like, you look like somebody. I'm like, I know who you're talking about. It's Katie Mixon.
Maybe you shouldn't even say that you look like her. Like, if somebody says, just go, yeah, that's me.
That'd be funny. Well, A long time ago, when I was a little bit thinner, I had a couple on the bus going to Disneyland that were just kept staring at me. And I was like, do I have something on my face? And so I get off of the bus, and the couple comes up to me and says, are you, what's her name? She used to be married to Tom Cruise.
Katie Holmes? Katie
yes,
Holmes?
Katie Holmes.
I can see that. I can see that.
Because... are you Katie Holmes? And I was like, no. And they're like, oh, you look like her. And I was like, no, I'm not. And so I was like, but thank you anyway. And they were just, they're so cute. They're from Australia. And so we like walk away. And my husband goes, if you're Katie Holmes, I'm Tom Cruise.
Let's do this.
Not
yeah.
Tom Cruise.
That is so funny. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. Listeners. We just got
I know.
Together.
I know. Sorry. Back on track. Focus.
All right, calm down. Okay, so I was on the phone, Cynthia, and I was talking about archangels and cutting cords, and I was like, you know, I know that Archangel Michael is for cutting cords. I said, but I really don't know, like, all of the archangels and what their vibe is, you know, like what their jam is, and because each one of them is for a special thing, right? So we started talking about it. I'm like, oh, my God. And so Cynthia, she starts to rattle them off, right? You start to rattle them off to me. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, here's our next show. So that's how this whole show came about, because there are so many archangels, and I just wanted all of our listeners to really get a vibe of, like, who they call in when and why and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So there you go, babe. Take it away.
Yeah. Okay. So archangel means chief messenger of God. And so each one has a specialty, and they represent an aspect of, you know, God, creator, universe. They're not tied to a specific religion or theology. They work with everyone and anyone who calls upon their assistance. And so when people call upon their assistance, sometimes they feel a little guilty, like, well, shouldn't I be praying to God instead? Or shouldn't I be asking to, God for this help? And what I say to them is, when you call on the angels, you are calling on God. There's no separation between them, just like there's no separation between you and God, our creator, okay? So you don't have to feel guilty. You're not praying to some other deity, some golden cow or whatever. You know, you are having a conversation with God. So don't feel bad that if you call on an archangel to, you know, like Michael, to cut your cords, you call on Raphael to help you get over, you know, this cold and flu season. There is no separation. There should be no guilt, okay? We've got three big archangels that, you know, just about anybody could talk about them or, you know, use their name in a conversation, and that's Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And so these three have been mentioned in sacred texts, you know, Michael being the safekeeper of earth and, smiting the, you know, Satan. You've got Gabriel with the Annunciation, Christ's birth, and then you've got Raphael as a traveler assisting Tobias. He reveals himself later, not just as a traveler, but that he has been his guardian the entire time to keep him safe. But with those three, we also have an additional 10 archangels that we can call on for their help. If anybody
Wait,
out there listening...
10?
Yeah, 10 additional,
10?
So we have 13 total.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so all of our listeners, go get a piece of paper and a pencil or something and write these down. I mean, you can always
I already have my piece of paper going. But what can you tell me what Gabrielle is? Can you tell me what Gabrielle is?
Also Gabriel. So a lot of people, the energy that comes from Gabriel is more of a feminine energy. You know, and archangels aren't male or female. They just take on an energy that's more masculine or feminine. We've got Michael, and he's very masculine. He's got his, sword of light, and he's just there to kind of clear and cut away everything, keep us safe and protected. And then you've got his kind of feminine energy counterpart, and that's Ariel, and she comes through in this beautiful pink color, and she is about, like, keeping nature safe. And bestowing that light in you how do I describe it? Like, I just keep looking outside and I'm like, it's just that feeling that you get when you walk outside and you feel one with everything, you know, and you feel safe and protected. Carrie, when you go to the beach and you just have that wash over you.
Yeah.
That's that feeling from Ariel.
Mm.
And so
I love that.
You've got Uriel. So if anybody out there follows Radley Valentine, Archangel Uriel is Radley's favorite and go-to angel. Mm-hmm. And Uriel is like that powerful, you know, Radley likes to refer to him as a wise uncle. That he just has this like wise energy, and he guides you when you're in those moments where you're trying to find like your life purpose or what's your next step in along this path of yours. I always say that when I see Uriel, he has this lantern in front of him, and he illuminates the path that is in front of you to show you, you know, which steps to take and should you take a left or should you take a right. He's there for you during those times. So he's another, you know, big one out there too. One that comes through for a lot of folks when I do readings is Archangel Jophiel. And Jophiel comes through in this very bright, almost like fuchsia pink color. And she is about loving yourself from the inside out. And really, really, I'm focusing like inside, you know, not looking at yourself in the mirror going, oh, I wish I looked different or I want to be like so-and-so. No, she wants you to love yourself for every single, you know, whatever, dimple, cellulite, wrinkle, everything, because there is so much more to you as a person and as a being than what people see on the outside. And she really likes to highlight that you love everything inside of you first, so that it can radiate out. And that's what people will see, is that radiation of just beautiful, pure light and love, and not even ever pick up on, you know, that you have a pimple on your face that day. So she, like I said, she's one that comes through for a lot of folks, especially if they're going through some times where they're just not feeling that love for themselves. They're trying to, you know, call on a partner to come into their life, but they can't because they don't love themselves as much as, you know, as they should.
Just one interjection there, because I just had an Oprah tweetable moment when you said there's so much more to you as a being that people don't see on the outside. I absolutely love that. You'll see it on a quote. I will quote you sometime. But that was a beautiful sentence that just poured out of you, and I just wanted to acknowledge that. Thank you, Jocelyn, for sending that, because that's a message that we really don't, you know, like when you were saying, we compare ourselves to other people and we want to have, you know, this body or this look, or, and the truth is that when you really get down to the core of who you are inside, that is the beauty. That is what emanates from you. And so I just wanted to acknowledge that. It was very profound to hear. So now, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I had to get that out.
No. I'm glad that it spoke to you. I'm sure that it spoke to a lot of folks out there as well that are feeling it. And probably if you've got a little tear in your eye and your heart is, you know, fluttering, then that was for you, my love.
Yeah.
So I can talk real quickly about the others that we've got, and then I can tune into which ones would help the two of you and any callers that we have out there that want to call in and see which angels would like to work with them and go from there. How's that sound?
It sounds great. I don't have any callers. I'm like, come on, callers.
Oh, okay, perfect. Then we have time.
So
let's just
roll.
If
I had callers, I would probably try to move us along, but you never know with this show, and a lot of times people, this is a show that they come back and listen to on a podcast, you know, in their busy lives, but I'm hoping that we can get some people to call in. But if not, we will enjoy ourselves just as much.
Yeah, definitely. I know I will. Okay, so we'll start talking about some other ones that we've got. So we've got Shamuel, and so Shamuel comes in this beautiful, like, soft little glowy light. And he's all about universal and personal peace and finding what you're seeking within yourself. You know, Uriel is about finding kind of like that purpose. And Shamuel kind of gives you that inner purpose and that inner peace that sometimes we spend so much time just doing. One of my friends today said, we are human beings. Let's stop trying to be human doings. And so Shamuel is definitely the archangel for that, you know, calling on that moment of the peace. I spoke about Ariel, and she is, gives you that connection to nature, to, you know, animals. If your pet is being a little finicky, you can ask for Ariel's help for dealing with your pet. You know, my pet isn't feeling well, or, you know, how can I make my pet happier? Where, you know, you can ask for her inspiration to come through and give you some clear messages on what you can do to help your pet. She also helps with manifesting some earthly material needs, especially if it's something that comes along with the nature and, you know, environmentalism. She's the gal for you. So if there's any people out there that, like, are, you know, foster animals and things like that, she's your gal. We've got Azrael. Now, Azrael is, well, a lot of people would say that he is the, you know, messenger of death. And so I don't want to say that he's like that cloaked, kind of scary. He's not in the least. Azrael actually comes through in a beautiful creamy white color, kind of like, you know, when they say they see the light. It's Azrael. He helps people cross over, and he assists those who have lost a loved one in helping them deal with their loss, helping them grieve, grieve in a productive way, not in a, you know, let me just shut myself in a room for 2 weeks. because mm-hmm. grief is a part of the human condition. So he's there for those folks. He also assists people who work in grief counseling, and he's like suicide prevention folks, people that work in hospice. He's the guy for them. We talked about Jophiel and about how she's there about, you know, beautifying yourself. She's also there to help you clear clutter out of your life. So, Kathy, if you're still in that process of clearing the clutter and the feng shui, Jophiel is your gal.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, for more reasons than one. She is going to be riding, right? Like I said before, ride or die situation.
Rider.
I think she's going to be attached to my hip for the next month.
There you go. She is everywhere and, you know, there all the time. Just simply ask and she'll be there.
Definitely spoke to me. Yeah.
Perfect. And we've got Haniel. Haniel, okay, I call in Haniel every time I do a new moon and full moon ceremony. She is that... She comes through in that moonlight color. You know, it's almost kind of like a blue light, you know, like in Pinocchio when the blue fairy comes. Picture Haniel like that. And she comes to awaken your spiritual gifts of intuition and of any clairvoyance. She helps you to release that old stuff, which is helpful during those moon cycles. And she's also the gal to help women during their cycle of the month. Help them, you know, emotionally and physically. And also, she's the archangel if women are suffering from any fertility issues or any health struggles where it may be with breast cancer or any, like, ovarian type of cancer or anything like that. So Haniel is the one to call on for help, for healing, for, you know, grief and assistance in those areas as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Raziel, and that's R-A-Z-I-E-L. And I forgot to mention that the angels end in E-L when you spell out their names. They all end in E-L, with the exception of two, which I'll mention later, because that is part of their name that means of God. So you'll see as I'm speaking, they also end in L. And so Raziel is about understanding the secrets of the universe and remembering healing from your past lives, and he also helps you with any dream interpretation. If you wake up from a weirdo dream and you're like, what was that all about? Raziel, you can ask for him to help you recall the dream and to help you kind of bring the correlation between the metaphors in the dream and the real life that you live. And then we've got Jeremiah, and Jeremiah helps to understand some of the, like, third eye visions that people have, and then, you know, clairvoyance. He conducts our life review, not even at the end of our life, which he can help with, but you can call on him during your, you know, current lifetime to help you make any adjustments in your life with how you want to live and how you want to manifest your life. You know, we've got this Mercury retrograde going on right now, and I think a lot of us are feeling that introspection. And this would be a good time to call on Jeremiah for that help, where you know that you're feeling a pull to do something different and to behave and to react differently. Ask Jeremiah where you can make those adjustments. He's more than happy to help. We've got Zadkiel, and Zadkiel's great for students of all ages. I'm talking like elementary through college and beyond. He helps folks remember facts and figures for tests, helps you to remember, you know, critical thinking skills and what have you. He also helps to heal any painful memories that you've got, whether they happened in this lifetime or a previous one. Zadkiel can help with that to find that kind of forgiveness in your life. But, you know, I think it doesn't matter who you are. There is some avenue of forgiveness that needs to take place your life. Yeah. And Zadkiel comes in a very, like, a deep, deep, dark indigo blue. So for anyone who, sometimes I have folks tell me, you know, oh, well, I closed my eyes and I was in a meditation and I saw these colors. And typically when you're seeing these colors, this is when you are seeing the angel's energy come through for you. And they, you know, come in particular colors and hues. And those little flashes, you're not seeing like weird stuff behind your eyes. You don't need to check the box on your eye exam that says, do you see, you know, flashes of colors and spikes, you know, spots and dots. You're not mm-hmm. losing your mind, trust me.
mm-hmm.
Wow. So I can now tell you about two of our other angels that we've got that don't end in the E-L. They end in O-N, and that's Metatron and Sandalphon. Now, Metatron and Sandalphon are a little bit unique because these are two archangels that, unlike the others, have walked the earth. And they were, I always forget the other one. So Metatron is about, like, the sacred geometry that we see, you know, universal energies. He also helps with young children who are indigos. He's the one for mm-hmm. them. He also is our time warper. I like to call him Metatron when I'm running late, and I just simply say, Metatron, thank you for getting me to my location safely and on time, and so it is. And without fail, I arrive within a minute or two of the time that I was supposed to be there versus being, you know, 15 minutes late.
Oh, I will definitely take that one. Yeah, that is so cool.
I know it. Okay, so Metatron was walked the earth as Enoch. It's, you know, people who are familiar with the Bible studies. And God loved him so much and loved that he lived his life with, you know, such a devotion that when he ascended, he made him an archangel. He's been canonized. And so he is Metatron. So when he's working with children and working with any of us, and even that's why he understands that our concept of time, it's because he lived a life, a human life at one point. So he's able to understand some of those struggles that sometimes we see and experience. And then we've got Sandalphon, it's sometimes referred to as his brother of Metatron, and even his name means brother. Sandalphon was the prophet Elijah. And same, you know, God so loved him because of the way he lived his life with such a dedication that when he ascended, he became Sandalphon. And so the lovely Sandalphon helps us deliver our prayers, our earthly prayers, higher up into, you know, to God's ears. I like to, when I do like a request to Sandalphon, I'll stand with one arm in the air and one arm pointing at the ground. And this is kind of my, like, take my prayer from here on this earth all the way up to heaven's ears and, you know, let it be heard. Sandalphon loves music. So if you catch yourself just, like, humming a tune, singing along in the song, you know, in the car, he is there with you just enjoying himself. He loves to gather at concerts and, you know, any type of gathering of music. It is literally music to his ears. So folks that, you know, play instruments, like, for example, my daughter plays a viola, and it's like a violin, but it's got a little bit more of a deeper resonance to it. And when she plays in the orchestra, she feels Sandalphon's presence immediately. Even when the kids start tuning up their instruments, she's just like, he's here, he's put a peace over us all so that we can calmly gather and play our music, you know, from our hearts and not from, like, aww, you know, a mechanical, you know, standpoint. So two other archangels that we've got that are not super, like, well-known, they're not in too many texts, we've got Archangel Orion. And Orion, you can see him just like Orion's belt. Orion comes through in that kind of starry sky, Milky Way kind of color. And he essentially is just made of stars. Now, Orion helps us to manifest physical things in our life. The only caveat to that is that Orion wants to know why you want this. If you say that you want to manifest a new job, Orion wants to know what you're going to do with this new job when you receive it. You know, how is it going to make you better? How is it going to make the surrounding, you know, people around you and the world better. So he definitely wants to help, but he wants you to look deep inside to make sure that these things that you want to manifest are for a higher purpose. So if you say that, you know, well, I want to manifest, you know, a new house. Okay, give me your reason why this new house is something that you want to manifest. You know, what purpose is it going to serve? Is it for a gathering? Is it just because you want something bigger and better? You want to be, you know, better than the next door neighbor? Or is it because this is a place for your family? Is this, you know, it's where you're going to open your home to others to help? Or, for example, this is just an example. And then we've
that.
Got.
That was awesome.
And then we've got Nathaniel. Nathaniel comes through in a brilliant red. And Nathaniel is our go-getter. Now, if you call on Nathaniel for his help to help you get a project done, be prepared that you are going to work until it's finished. There will be no breaks. There will be no, like, well, I'm tired now, or maybe this isn't working out, or, you know, I give up, I'm bored. There will be none of that. Nathaniel will push you until you have completed the project. He's a very determined angel. He's very straightforward. His energy comes across, I like to think, like Michael, where Michael is very stoic, you know, very loving still, but still very stoic. And Nathaniel's the same way. He's just like, let's get it done. Grab your stuff and let's go. There will be no, like, coddling along the way. So as much as he does everything with love and light, like all the other angels do, like I said, be prepared to get the work done. And, you know, there are times where we definitely need to call in on his help. I like to call him the finishing angel. You know, when we've completed the project 90% of the way and we just don't know that we've got that last 10% of gas left in us to keep going, this is where Nathaniel comes through and just delivers it and let's get it done and taken care of. So those are our beautiful angels. I know some of them I mentioned their colors, and some I forgot, so I can refer back. So Michael comes to you in a very royal blue color, sometimes a royal purple and gold. You see, like, depicted images of him. He is typically surrounded in blue and gold. Raphael is emerald green, and I'm actually wearing green today because I'm calling on Raphael's help to help me with some physical healing. You know, Raphael helps those who are in need of, well, you know, like I said earlier, if you've got, you know, you're trying to get over a cold or something like that. But I personally have an injury that has taken a long time. And so I've been trying to call on Raphael a lot lately to help me with this, like, loving healing so I can get better. And you can too. He's also the color of the heart chakra. So if you are feeling like you need a little bit of additional love, pink is always a good color to go to, and so is green. Gabrielle comes in that beautiful copper. You know, like when they say they saw, you know, the star appeared over Bethlehem, that brilliant light is Gabrielle. And I mentioned Uriel. He comes in a beautiful yellow, like a lantern shining a light. And Shamuel is a pale green, almost like a seafoam green. We've got Ariel, and she's just like a sweet, soft pink. Metatron comes through as violet and green. If anybody's familiar with the stone fluorite, that's Metatron's color. Sometimes I see him come through with first of like a burst of like a rainbow light. He kind of like refracts all colors of the color wheel, and then he'll settle into like that violet and green color. And Sandalphon is turquoise because of that, like, you know, music to your soul type of a thing. When we speak, you know, our throat chakra is that blue color, I like to say it's like a deep, deep turquoise, even though some think it's more of a, like a royal blue. When I see myself speaking from love and light, there's turquoise light coming out of my throat chakra.
Wow.
Let's see, who did I miss for colors? Oh, Raguel is a very pale, pale blue, like baby blue, like, you know, in a little baby boy's room. And so, yeah, those are our wonderful angels. They all also have, yeah, go ahead.
Cynthia, I was going to ask you about, so when you're explaining to people, and this is for our listeners, I totally get it, like the colors. So when you go into meditation and you're calling on your angels, and, you know, sometimes I can see the perfect clearness of my spirit guide who she's, you know, got long blonde hair and she often appears as an angel-looking woman. Mm-hmm. But the colors are, when you're explaining the colors, I want, you know, because a lot of times I can just see a color. You know, like I can't see anything but colors flashing in front of my eyes. So that's, mm-hmm. is that, that's what you're talking about, right? That when you're calling in and you see this beautiful pink energy of light and color, you're like, okay, so that's, I'm trying to think which one was pink. That's,
Ariel.
You get it. Ariel. And someone else is
if it's a pale
fuchsia.
If it's a pale pink, then it's Ariel.
Oh,
if it's Josiel. A bright fuchsia, then it's Josiel. Yeah.
Yeah, Josiel's my girl right now. That's who I'm hanging with.
Yes. Yeah, so
but so it's when, just like seeing those colors is that energy, and then you just have to quiet your mind enough to listen to a message that might come through.
Yeah, and the message might come to you in words, and it also might come to you in a feeling. It might just be this, like, soft, warm glow that comes over your body and sets you at ease, and that's enough of a message from them for you. Just whatever the thought that's going through your head for them just to cover you with that love of theirs and just tell you it's okay and just kind of let everything in your body just relax and be like, you're right, it is okay. I'm getting worried. I'm letting fear take over and I'm not allowing God's divine plan to step forward and lead me.
And so if you're a skeptic about angels, I'm just going to get, you know, the other side. So you're say you're skeptical. What is the angel role and what, you know, why do we need them?
So the angels are kind of that buffer between us here on Earth and our Creator in the universe. And they serve kind of as that little, just not necessarily a go-between, but sometimes we find it easier to speak to our guardian angels and archangels because they're like our friends, you know, they're right here beside us at all times, and we can just turn to them and just say, I need help right now. I don't know what to do in this situation. I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Or even just to say, thank you for helping me in this situation, or thank you for, you know, all that you, you know, help me do each and every single day. So they serve that purpose to us, you know, not that God is anything to, you know, ever be afraid of. I think some organized religions would have people think that. That's never intended to be the case. And so the angels just serve as that purpose of, you know, here we are these loving divine energies that you can call on us and we are there for you 24/7 and we have nothing but pure love for you. We have no judgment. There is no, you know, fear in us. There's, you know, or nothing to be afraid of from us. You know, we're here to do nothing but to assist you and to let you see, you know, yourself as we see
wow.
you. And that is in nothing but just pure divine love and light.
That's
I love
so
that.
Lovely.
Okay, so I have a question. So, because you were just saying, like, you know, that they could just, like, be with you. So, like, you don't have to, I guess, like, for our listeners who maybe are new to, you know, bringing in their angels and stuff, like, you don't have to be in a meditation. Like, how do you call on your archangels? Like, can't, I mean, I guess you can be in a meditation or like you can just, like you said, you were driving the other day and you're just like, okay, like I need to get here. You know, like how do you call on them?
Just simply by saying hello and thank you. And you know, if, you know, let's say for example, you're like, well, I need a specific angel for this. You don't have to remember their names. All you simply just call out and just say, thank you, angels, for helping me, you know, work through this situation that I'm struggling with right now. Thank you for it coming out, you know, and, you know, for my highest good, you know, when I'm all said and done. So you don't have to call on a specific one. You don't have to remember their color or their name. They are there for you. And your guardian angels are always, always there. They never, ever leave your side. Our archangels are the ones that are kind of like serve as an additional, you know, higher vibration to work together with your guardian angels. So even if you're just kind of feeling like, well, I don't know who I should call on, you can just ask your guardian angels for their assistance and they will get you where you need to go. And, you know,
yeah,
like
I was
like,
actually ask you that. Like, mm-hmm. do they work together? Like, do the
yes.
do your guardian mm-hmm. angels and the archangels, do they work together? You know, it's like,
yes.
and do your, you know, yes. your guides and all that stuff, like, it's like a team effort.
It is a team effort. And so you always want to encourage your guardian angels and the archangels to work together, because your guardian angels know your ins and outs, your everyday, you know, situations. And so when you're calling on the archangel, you're calling the archangel in to help your guardian angels and to help you along. And it's just kind of like a, you know, like you said, a team effort. It's, you know, let's make a bigger group of us to get together and get through this. So they all work together in conjunction for your highest good.
So we have a caller.
I love that.
And I think that we can get a little taste of a reading right now if you're willing to take a call.
Super.
All right, here we go. Hi, area code
114.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Catherine. Thank you so much for taking my call. And thank you for the beautiful topic. Hi.
Hi, Catherine. So what's going on?
I have work on my mind. I was wondering if you might be able to tell me if some sort of breakthrough might be coming in for me with people that I've, you know, tapped for collaborating with me.
Okay.
Do you need a name for anything?
No, I just work with your energy.
Okay.
I'm just kind of clearing your energy out. And you're a little bit nervous, and that's okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Uriel is definitely your go-to. You know, you want to work on something. You've got something planning. You're looking for a direction in these collaborations. So Uriel will be your one to call upon to help you make these decisions as you move forward. But another one that's coming into play right now that seems to be the bigger advocate is Shamuel. And Shamuel is asking you to kind of remove some barriers around your heart. And these can also include anything that you might be a little fearful of, because they have a tendency to kind of hold you back and make you a little bit more reserved.
Yeah.
These opportunities wouldn't have been presented to you if they were not, you know, intended for you. So there should be no fear going into it, no trepidation. So he's just asking you to just kind of take a deep breath, remove any of these walls, kind of, you know, break them down a little bit. If you need to kind of work on some prior forgiveness issues where there might have been a situation in the past where someone didn't hold up their end of the bargain, that needs to be forgiven as well, and not put that on these next collaborations as you move forward, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I almost cried. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
yeah.
calling.
Yeah, I wanted to, but you're, you know, it's on air. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Catherine, I'm happy to help. Happy to help.
Thank
so, you know,
you.
Shamuel, if you want to use a stone to help you work with Shamuel, his stone is fluorite. And that
okay.
stone comes through, and it's like in greens and purples. Very, very pretty. You can just go on Etsy or anywhere like that and find yourself a piece of fluorite and keep it nearby.
I found it funny that you say that, because a while ago I found it's not fluorite, I think, but it is a green stone. I thought I had given it away to somebody, but in fact, because I had given them a few, but that one remained behind. So that's really, wow. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I
yeah.
found it like years after. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then it's come back into your life for a reason. It's calling on you to use its powers, so. Clear it, you know, and start working with it again. And yes, honey, definitely. Uriel and Shamuel are your go-tos right now, okay?
Thank you
awesome.
So much. Angel blessings to you both. Thank you.
Angel
thank
blessings
you
to you,
too.
Catherine.
Thank you.
Bye,
Thank you.
You know,
so
I
beautiful.
Think this is a, I know, I love that. I think this is a great time for you to give a shout-out, babe, as to where everybody can find you
yeah.
and you know.
Of course. So I'm on Instagram. Every single day I do a post a reading, and that's at Angel Roots and Boots. And I also have a website, and that is angelrootsandboots.com. You can check me out there, and that's where I have you can purchase a angel-blessed oil that I do, and all of my oils are infused with the love of the angels. Some of them are specifically tailored to, like, Shamuel and Uriel, Ariel, Michael. And also you can book a reading with me through there, and if you want to focus on which archangels to work on, we can definitely do that during your reading. So I offer 30-minute and 60-minute readings. And I do them via video chat. So we just sit across from each other, like we're at Starbucks and we're just having a good old time. And
oh,
we're calling through
that.
And bringing your angels. Yeah.
Like that. That's
and I
idea.
Can attest to, because I've had readings with Cynthia and girl. Like, let me just, so Cynthia and I did a reading, and then I was driving somewhere. And she, after our reading, she was going to create an oil for me. And I was literally like walking into a client and she texted me something and I was just like, holy cannoli, like, yeah, like it was crazy. Like she was so right on about what she texted me. And so she did that because she kept getting the hit that she needed to add something specific to my
mm-hmm.
oil blend. And she was, like, arguing with the angels, going, yeah, no, I don't think so. And so she checked it out with me, and
wow.
Sure, that's what was happening. Isn't that crazy? So,
wow.
Yeah, I am a buzzer for sure.
Yeah, I don't know why I ask the questions of them, like, are you sure? Because, yes, they're sure.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Well,
like,
that's our
yeah,
human
okay.
It's called human nature to question
yes.
Everything.
Yes.
So Cynthia, for me and Carrie, do you have any insight for who the angels are that are around us right now? And I'm just curious because I know what I'm going through, and I'm just
mm-hmm.
curious to see if you pick anything up on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have my cards here. I pulled out my Kyle Gray cards, and I just took out the angels. So I can
Perfect.
Work with these to you. But, okay, so, Kathy, I know that you're saying that, you know, Jophiel right now is your ride or die.
Yeah.
But Nathaniel wants to be a little bit of finishing energy for you. It looks like you've got a little – I feel like it's two projects that need to be wrapped up, and they don't take much, but you just need to wrap them up so you can devote your energy somewhere else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Awesome. I totally agree with
okay,
that.
And then so the card that I pulled for you, though, Kathy, is Metatron, clear your vibe. And so he's just asking you to clear your energy field, but this is also part of Nathaniel's helping you to wrap up those projects, because when you wrap them up, you're opening yourself up to more opportunities, and you've got now more, like, physical and mental bandwidth to put forward going into these next upcoming projects and stuff, okay?
Okay,
you are
can I just
so
interrupt for a second?
Language.
Yeah, like this morning, Kathy and I were talking, and she's like, I mean, like, I'm just out, like, I just need more bandwidth, like, I can't even, and
I
like.
I swear to God, I said
whatever.
That this morning. I, that's what they're talking
yeah.
in a language that I would understand.
Yeah, she used
oh my
those
God.
Words.
I did. I used those
See,
words.
See, people, I'm telling you, she's the real deal, this one here.
All right,
it's
well,
Miss
I'm
Cynthia.
Excited about the future because I do have a lot holding me back of busy work that I really have to buckle down and do and focus and get done. And I know that at the other side of this, and the people who know what I do for a living in my, you know, personal life, like, I know there's a door that's about to open. But you're absolutely
yeah.
right. I have to finish what I'm doing, and it's a
yeah.
timing thing, and it's going to take 2 weeks, but I'm there, and I love that.
Yeah,
thank you.
It doesn't feel like it's very far out, and it's just a matter of, like, I don't know why, but I feel like if you could dedicate half of an afternoon, you could basically knock it all out. Like, I'm just like, in 4 hours, you could be finished. If you just did this,
oh my God.
Not, like, get distracted with other stuff, or, like, get up and
yeah.
go wander off and do something else, 4 hours, and
yeah.
you just be like, boom, boom, and I'm done. And then, of course, you're going to be like, damn it, I need a margarita when you're all finished, but you'd be good to go.
Okay, I will take that. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, and Carrie. Let's see, Carrie, let me tune into yours. Okay, so Carrie, this is actually kind of piggybacking on something that we discussed before about you kind of clearing stuff out of the house. Have you been working on that? Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm moving. For all of my listeners, I'm choosing to move by the end of May, and so I personally got like a couple of little messages this morning about it, but yeah.
Okay, good. So you're working on that, and you got two that came up. First, we have Shine Your Light from Uriel. And so he's like, hello, I'm here. We're going to, like, work this path. I'm seeing a little, like, diverging road. And this is going to be, it looks like it's something that's a little bit like, ooh, this looks a little different and exciting, but scary all at the same time. And he's just shining the light on this path to show you, here's what's coming up. Also just saying, don't be scared. This is going to be great. And then you've got Archangel Gabrielle, and she helps us with our creativity and about speaking our truth. And Gabrielle is asking you to not, like, silence yourself and to not play small in these upcoming roles that are coming. So if someone's like, it gives you, kind of dictates, you know, okay, here's what I would like you to do, this, and that. And you might be on board with two of the three things. You need to step up and speak up and say, you know, I'm not really feeling this third one. I would prefer, you know, something, whatever feels good for you, but you really need to speak up and not play small in these roles that are coming up for you, okay?
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah,
I love it.
Sounds great.
Well, gosh, would you love to? Can you just, like, as far as like all of our listeners, like, you know, we pull our cards at the end of the show and we do our Wayne Dyer Wednesday. So, how about a card for all of our listeners, kind of like a global message, if you will.
Absolutely. Okay, so first, I'm just going to ask for everyone just to close their eyes and have. Envision just pure white light come through them, and we're going to see our handsome Archangel Michael come through and cut away all fears, doubts, and uncertainties with his sword of light and clear our energy so that we can be nothing but pure, open vessels of divine love. And our card for us universally, it looks like it's the beautiful Archangel Haniel, and she is that glowing moon energy, and she's saying, I want to support you in all that you're going through in these emotional kind of, some of us are feeling a little bit of an upheaval and some changes and challenges going on, and there is nothing to fear in this. This is just part of life. This is part of evolving into another dimension, another layer of our divine purpose, and so she's just coming through to say, it's okay, and it's all right to honor yourself. If you need to cry, if you need to journal, if you need to kind of have a little moment of, like, darn it, why me? But let's work through it, and let's, you know, go to that next level of, all right, here's why this has happened, and here's what I'm going to do about it, and here's how I'm going to be better because of it. So she's just saying there's no reason for you to dampen your feelings. There's no reason for you to kind of put a lid on things. It's all right to honor these feelings and move together forward with them, okay? So that's for everyone out there, which I think is absolutely beautiful right now. Definitely.
Mm, thank you. Oh, the clock just turned 11:11.
Yes, thank you, Hanya.
Finished. I love that. So I pulled a card from, I decided to use my Archangel Power Tarot cards from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine, and I picked card Peace, Archangel Azrael. Release the past.
Beautiful.
There is a more enriching future coming. Let go and let God. And this is really a card about transformation and leaving situations and experiences that don't serve us any longer. And basically having to deal with those feelings, either, you know, sadness or relief, and then letting them go and having peace at the end of it. So I really feel like that was a great card for me to pick today. So I'll take that as a personal shot.
Yeah, it definitely was a piggyback with Hanyel. So that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Okay, and I chose, hold on, I'm just looking for the other parts of the card. I mean, like, in the book, not the other parts. There's only one part of the card. And
it's a puzzle.
I chose Archangel Shanuel, and the message on my card is peace. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real. And these are from the Archangel Oracle cards. And I love that. So it says, look past the surface of this situation and see the underlying truth that everyone involved is a child of God filled with love. By focusing upon the truth, you elicit loving behavior and solutions. Even though appearances may seem otherwise, trust that the higher wisdom is in charge. Love is the only power that exists, and the light shines away any seeming darkness. Hold the intention to look for examples of this light within yourself and others, and you'll have more light in your mind, heart, thoughts, and life. The knowledge is the foundation of peace. Love that. That's so sweet.
We both picked peace. That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
I'm over here nodding away like my head's going to fall off my shoulders. It's beautiful.
So I have a Wayne Dyer Wednesday quote that I just loved. And it's today, it's Wayne Dyer Wednesday. It says, when you squeeze an orange, you get orange juice because that's what's inside. The very same principle is true about you. When someone squeezes you, puts pressure on you, what comes out is what's inside. And if you don't like what's inside, you can change it by changing your thoughts. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
I just want people to squeeze love out of me.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I really understand that. I really understand that when someone squeezes you, what comes out is what's inside. And so if you're coming out, like say someone's coming at you and you come out as that same ugly person back and you're in this dynamic that's ugly, you don't have to be that way because you can change your response and you can change the way you act and you can change the way you think about it. Of course, we know, change your thoughts, change your life, Wayne Dyer. Drop the mic.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay, well, if there's no more burning desires, anybody else? No more callers. We appreciate everybody. And super shout out to you, Cynthia, for coming on and giving us your time. We love to share your message. You can tune into the podcast later on today on iTunes. As always, please rate, subscribe, and review for us. It really helps us move up in the ranks. So we appreciate that. And share it on social media.
Yeah.
Ladies, thank you so much for having me once again. It is an absolute pleasure and honor to be here with you both and share the Archangel's messages and their energy.
Right. We'll have
thank
you back.
This
for
was
sure.
Such a great call. I mean, this is good. Yeah. I love this show today because I was just thinking of that caller, like, you know, it was like, yeah, you were so right on with her. And I just, many blessings to you, my love. I love you so much. And thank you, everybody, for being here. Have a beautiful week.
All right.
And sending aloha to everybody. Mwah.
All right. Bye, everyone. Thank you.